This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As the historic results of yesterday's election became clear, North Bay Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey could barely contain her delight. With a Democratic majority in both houses of Congress, she is now hopeful that many of the issues she has been advocating will be able to move forward under the administration of new President Barack Obama.
I'm the chair of the Progressive Caucus, so my job is going to be to keep his attention to progressive issues. And so we are going to be working on some differences. But I just think that he's going to be the kind of president that actually is able to bring people together. And my goal for him is right away that we set the dates to get our troops out of Iraq safely and responsibly, and that we stabilize this economy ASAP.
Woolsey and other North Coast Democrats won easy re-election yesterday. They'll be joined by a lot of new faces in the new Congress. There will also be new faces on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, led by Shirley Zane, the leading vote-getter among the six supervisor candidates.
I know there was a lot of criticism that I was too close to labor, but I want to emphatically say that nurses and teachers and firefighters and law enforcement and social workers are not special interests. They are working people, and they are the backbone of our society, and I'm really proud I had their support.
Efren Carrillo narrowly carried the 5th District. The unofficial margin was just 670 votes. And in the 1st District, incumbent Supervisor Valerie Brown barely bested first-time challenger Will Peer, who ran a deliberately low-key campaign. In the Smart Train campaign, a combined two-thirds majority of voters from both Marin and Sonoma counties was needed, and Measure Q exceeded that threshold with over 69% of the total. That result cheered Smart Booster and board member Bob Jean.
People recognize the need for beginning to establish some alternative forms of transportation. And, of course, to me, Measure Q is a no-brainer. I mean, we've got the right-of-way. We've had it in public hands for almost 15 years. The most expensive part of this whole project was done over a decade ago.
There were some other local ballot measures before voters. Among them, a Sonoma hospital bond passed handily. Petaluma voters rejected a water rate rollback, but in Rohnert Park, a call to undo sewer rate increases passed decisively. Rohnert Park voters also turned out two incumbent council members, electing Gina Belfort, Jake McKenzie, and Joe Callanan. In Santa Rosa, the city council winners were Gary Wysocki, John Sawyer, Ernesto Olivares, and Marsha Voss Dupre, with Jane Bender chosen to complete the term of the late Bob Blanchard. Petaluma voters elected David Glass, Mike Healy, and Tiffany Renee, while Guy Wilson and Kathleen Schaefer will join the city council in Sebastopol. Deb Fudge and Cheryl Scholar were elected to the Windsor Town Council, and in Healdsburg, the council winners were Mike McGuire, Tom Chambers, and Gary Plass. Among California's ballot measures, Proposition 2, the animal cruelty measure, passed easily, while Prop 8, to strike down same-sex marriage, passed with about 52% of the vote. The redistricting measure, Proposition 11, also passed, along with non-controversial bonds for children's hospitals and veterans. The other measures were defeated. For final counts and results on races we didn't have time to include in this report, visit the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.